You know, in life, we have so many things that could be our security. It could be the foundation we stand on. It could be our covering. Some examples. Fame, fortune, health, wealth, education, secure job, people loving us, even us loving people, being a kind person, being a person of integrity, or to a degree being humble, all of them could become our security. We make this secure. We have so many secure locations. Some people, they have maybe one, is their success. But when we lose all of our security, we start to panic because we need to be secured. Adam and Eve, they were secured in the love of God, but they had to learn later on a lot of lessons. But now, after Jesus connecting us with the Father, He made a place for all of us. And our security, what is our security? We know that God is love, and we know that God loves us all. That is our security. Then, when I wake up in the morning or when I go to bed, when I hear good news or bad news, or lukewarm news, you know, when I'm high, when I'm low, where is my security? God's love. Not only God, but God's love. You know, we are, a lot of people believe in God, but how many of us we believe in the love of God? It's easier for us as a Christian to believe in God. We had experiences with God. We know. But how many of us as a believers, we had experience with the love of God, and we know the love of God? That right there should be our security, our certainty, the place that we stand, the place that we love other people. The foundation which we stand is not only God, it's God's love. It's not only Jesus, it's the love of Jesus Christ. If Satan could, he would say, hey, let me separate you from the love of Jesus. Just call him Jesus, he's your savior. No. You cannot separate Jesus from his love. And nobody and nothing can separate us from his love. Do you remember this scripture? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Then God and love in our soul, in our spirit, in our mind, in our conscious mind and subconscious mind, they need to stay together. When we say Jesus, remember Jesus is love. The love of Jesus, when we say God the Father, the love of God the Father, when we say Holy Spirit, the love of Holy Spirit. Don't let anything separate you in your mind from the love of God. How do we get separated? When we choose just to believe in God and believe in Jesus and He's a Savior? No, it's the love of Jesus. It's the love of God. That's why I previously said, I kept feeling I need to repeat and say, I am loved by God. I am loved by God. I'm loved by Jesus. We are loved by Holy Spirit. It's a freedom diet. It's a love diet. Pure love. The love that never runs out. The love that is ever present. It's amazing. Thank you, love of God. Instead of saying, thank you, God, I'm going to say, thank you, love of God. Thank you, love of Jesus. Thank you, love of Holy Spirit. Thank you, love. I love you. You love me. Oh, now I could rest.